questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Geico Insurance.
Send in your Would You Rather tweets at manandbone971. The best one, according to us this week, will get a $50 gift card to Taco Bell. Yes. Are you ready, nice. Bone?
Yes, I am.
Bacon House says, my guys.
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Would you rather spend a day with Bjork or go on a day trip to Put-in Bay with a bunch of bro-hios?
Oh, I'd rather spend a day with Bjork and just see what that's like. I don't know what her day's like. She's an international superstar, Mike. She probably has a really interesting life.
She frightens me, though. She's terrifying.
All right, well, head on up to the Put-in Bay with Nick Swisher. Enjoy. Have a good time. I'll see you. I'll be with Bjork.
All right, I'll hang out with Nick Swisher and Dustin Fox up at Put-in Bay.
There you go.
Eric says, my guys.
Who steals a cheese grater?
In the hypothetical trade scenario of Corpy only netting a second and Elvis getting a first, would you rather end up with Corpy in a first-round pick or Elvis in a second-round pick going forward for the Jackets?
I mean, I think both are really good, but I think Elvis is the better player, and I don't... As much as I value having picks, those picks take a few years to get here. I'd rather have Elvis right now at full strength. I think he's great. So I'll take Elvis in the second
I think both are very good. I'm going to take the better pick. I'm going to take Corpy and the first round pick.
All right.
Andrew says, my guys.
He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Would you rather see a nude self, or would you rather send a nude selfie to a random number in your phone for 30 straight days, or receive a nude from one of your contacts at random for 30 straight days, which you have to look at? I would rather receive it. I would like to look at some naked people.
I don't want to subject anyone else to what I have to see in the mirror every day, so... Yeah, I would not want to be sending that to people. So I guess
pick a number. I don't have a ton of people in my phone just because I don't talk to a ton of people. But
you have people in your phone that you're related to. So
I do, but not a ton because I hate my family. So there's actually not a lot of those people.
All right, but I'm just saying, any of those people could end up on the list. That's still, I'll just glance quickly, delete it, never think about it again.
All right, I'm spinning the wheel. I'm going to pick one person at random. I'm just scrolling up and down on my phone. When my finger stops, they're going to get a nude. Good news.
Who is it?
Jackets front office executive Mark Gregory is about to get a picture of my Zazichi. Sorry, Mark.
Sorry.
Where am I at? Matthew asks, if someone had to follow you around everywhere and narrate your life, would you rather have Paul Keels or Morgan Freeman with you side by side through those special moments? I know what it's like to hang out with Paul. I would like to have Morgan Freeman around, I think. So, no disrespect to Paul. I've just been around him for 18 years. I'll take Morgan Freeman.
I think it would be awkward, though, with Paul because we work with him, too. So then there would be that, like, well, and I'll see you at work aspect. Whereas Morgan Freeman, it's like he's there, he's around you, and then whenever that experiment ends... He's not a part of my life. Paul, I would see again at work after that. And we'd always have this weird moment. We were just looking at each other going, yeah, remember that time? That was weird. I don't think I want that. I'll go with Morgan Freeman, too.
Vinny Mustachio asks, would you rather have your eulogy performed by Timmy Hall, who would end up rambling about his time doing college radio in Kansas, or Rimmer, who would talk about how nice the ride to the funeral was in his buyer's import? Thank you. I'll have Timmy do my eulogy.
Yeah, I think as much as I appreciate what Rimmer would bring to the table, Rimmer would feel some kind of obligation to make it a serious endeavor, and I think Timmy would realize that's not what we would want. We want you to just keep it light. And yes,
who
please
cares?
Do.
Both of those guys would make it all about themselves.
That's
though.
Okay. That's fine.
Kent says, my guys.
Everybody play naked.
Would you rather sandwiches, anything made between bread or a bun, including hot dogs and hamburgers, were never created, or pizza in any of its forms was never created?
See, hot dogs and hamburgers, bye-bye. I can't give up pizza.
I thought that would be a tougher pick for you. I mean, no, for me, it's an easy pick. It's pizza all day.
I
would
pizza.
Mourn the loss of those other things.
No, here's the thing. I only don't eat pizza more often because I feel like society would frown upon it, given how big I am. Like, that's really all it is. If there was no calories to pizza, everything, like, or any food.
Let the games begin.
Right. If there was no calories to pizza, that's what I would eat every day. I would eat different pizzas every single day. That's pretty much what my diet would be.
Jason says, my guys.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
Would you rather have Skip Bayless and Jeff Rimmer co-host your show every other day for a year, or have Tony La Russa answer your phone calls for a year? I never talk on the phone, so Tony La Russa can answer all my calls. That's fine for me.
That'd be great. And then people would be like, why does this other person always answer the phone whenever you call him? I don't want to talk to him anymore. I'd be like, great, I don't want to talk to you either.
Sounds drunk. What is he doing?
He's in the middle. He keeps yelling about a game. He's in the middle of a game. I don't understand.
The Hive asks, would you rather have all the chocolate chip cookies you could ever eat and no consequences and no health issues, or be granted ownership of the Columbus crew but never be able to touch cookies again?
Well, I mean, as much as I love the crew, I would be granted ownership of it, and then I can't have cookies? Like,
right. No cookies.
I don't need to be the owner of the crew. The crew have great owners.
But you own the team. You're very rich then if you own the team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can then sell the team and just buy all sorts of stuff.
I was going to say, buy all
the cookies you want, but you can't because you can't have any more cookies.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm taking that. I'd have to find something else to enjoy. I would just eat pie all day, I guess. No cookies again, but I would eat pie. I guess I'll do that.
Obi-John Kenobi says, my guys.
Mr. T-Bone?
He says, this is for T-Bone. If Tim Tebow was going to make a comeback in a different sport, would you rather he play for the Columbus Crew or the Blue Jackets?
Oh, man. Let me tell you what. I would enjoy watching Tim Tebow attempt to run for 10 minutes of actual soccer.
Right,
let's
but he's
see
on
how
your team, though. He's going to hurt your team.
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is Caleb Porter would probably scream at him and then fire him on the spot, and then you'd never hear from him again. You know, I don't know. Maybe if he was with the Blue Jackets, I guess that'd be fine, too. Either way, he's not going to play very much, so
all right.
Whatever. I'd like to see him try to run and play soccer. I think that'd be funny.
Matthew asks, would you rather work 16 hours a day at a job you absolutely love or work 8 hours a day at a job you absolutely hate to make the same amount of money? Well, I would assume if you absolutely love it, then the amount of time isn't really that important, right? So give me 16 hours a day.
Except, I mean, you literally would have 8 hours to sleep or to be around your
family
and all that.
I know, but I love it. You love the job.
Yeah,
so
you love the job, but any job you love. You know what? I'm taking 8 hours with the job I hate and then more free time. That's what I'm taking.
But you don't care about the free time if you love what you're doing.
No, you do. Yes, you do care about the free time.
No, I...
Well, then that's
my
you.
Entire life existence is the quest for things that I love. I've yet to find one yet, except for pizza.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you have 16 hours to spend with your family, with friends, with other
who cares
people.
About them? I don't care about them.
You just want to be at work all the time. I got
that's
it.
That's right. If I love it. Ryan asks, would you rather have Adam Neff's hands or Adam Neff's face?
Man, what a reference.
Give me his hands. I don't care.
I want to look like I look, I guess. I'm used to that.
You give me his hands, suddenly I don't look too bad down there.
Sure, I'll take the hands. Hands to the face.
Let's pick a winner. Who do you like?
Oh, man, there were some good ones there. The cookie one made me think a little bit.
All right, how about The Hive? The Hive is the one who says, would you rather have all the chocolate chip cookies you could ever eat and no consequences, no health issues, or be granted ownership of the Columbus Crew but never be able to touch cookies again? The Hive gets himself, he or she, a $50 Taco Bell gift card.
We built this city.
Rib City.
We built
City. We built Rib City on sauce and bones. I apologize to all of you listening to this crap.
You should apologize. That was horrible. How dare you?